Oh, yes.
Hello?
Yes, who's this one speaking?
Hello, this is Letitia. I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers for Market Roadside Assistance. This is Mr. Curtis Pop.
I'm calling from where? I'm sorry.
Nation Safe Drivers for Market Roadside Assistance.
Oh, the towing company.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, so I was
yes.
calling back because we had a towing issue on yesterday, and we actually are still having an issue. I just want to know, was that vehicle, did your vehicle get towed on yesterday?
No, it didn't. I had problems where they kept telling me that they're on their way. The place was closing. I called early that day, like 10, 11, or something like that, and they took the whole day to, then they were saying they were on their way. Then they called me back, and they said that they were in an accident or something, and then I called Mercury like 3 or 4 times to see if they can do something, and then I called. I got in touch with not the inspection place. It was the towing. Yeah, the
was it Colossus Towing?
Yeah, I called
them.
Well, they called me twice. And then I called you guys. The guy, he said he talked to the supervisor. He was going to put it as a non-service because, you know, they never came. Well, they were on their, they keep saying they were on their way, but the problem was that the inspection place they needed to tow it to was closing. No way they can get there in 30 minutes. They were saying they were on their way. I'm looking at the time that they would have to get there from the GPS. From where I'm at to the place, it's like 13, 15 miles, whatever it is. And with the traffic, that's, say, 45 minutes an hour. So there's no way that they get to me. It was like around 4:30. They still haven't came. It was 4:30 p.m. They still haven't came. And so I'm talking to you guys, one of the agents. And he got on to see if the driver's still coming or whatever. He said, yeah, he's on his way. I said, I've been saying that for the last 3-4 hours. I've been waiting. I took off from work yesterday. I told my supervisor, hey, you know, I need to be here because I had to be here with the car. I can't just leave the key in the car out in the street because it can't really reverse well. It can't really because the tire is all messed up, right? So I only could go forward so many feet, right? So, I mean, you know, like I drove in and stuff. I was fortunate, you know, grace of God, I was able to make it. I wasn't that far from home where the accident was, so that was good. So I was able to park it, but I couldn't pull up in Dryport. I couldn't put my it's at my address. It's just around a corner, around the house. That's all on the side street. So I had to park it there. I can park it in the front because I'll get a ticket. So I had to pull around. I couldn't pull up in the carport because then they wouldn't be able to get the car out because so it was an issue. So it was better just parking on the side street where they can just get to it. I had to be here so I could just, when they get here, I told the dispatcher, just call me, let me know when they're here, and I'll just come out and I'll just walk around the side street there, corner there, and they can just pick the car up. And so, yeah, so that they never, well, the thing was, they keep saying they're on their way. I almost missed not getting my rental car because they were closing. So I was, because I'm here all day waiting for them at home. And so it just was real bad. And then it got dispatched, oh, well, you know, we've had a rough day and all that. So I said, no, but you need to just cancel it. If you can't make it, just tell me, call me back
right.
And say, hey, we're not going to make it today. Just, you know, why you keep me here all day, you know, it's just really, you know, and I told Mercury's like, oh, nothing we can do about it. It's not our problem. No, so it's a very bad experience with Mercury as far as with this, you know, I got to give, if it's a grade, it's got to be 0, man. It's really, really bad, you know, how they did this with me because, you know, so now they're saying Monday, that the call Monday, so I'm going to call my manager and said, look, I'm going to be late, okay, because I'm going to have to call. I'm actually call on Monday. He told me to call him. That's why can't you just schedule it from, like, just pick it up on Monday?
You don't have to call on Monday. We can, I don't know why they didn't let you know that. We can schedule it for Monday.
Yeah, he just told me, he told me to call Monday at 7 in the morning. I'm just really get kind of down, man, because it's really been, you know, that stuff. It's, you know, it wasn't my fault. The person ran into me. They ran the stop sign, hit me and stuff, and really messed up my whole week because it's the end of the year. You know, their insurance company is going to probably say, oh, no, it wasn't their fault. It evidently was their fault because the damage, the way they hit me, they were coming, I was in an intersection. They came off the stop. They were at the stop and they ran the stop sign. You can see, you know, I mean, any common sense, you do investigation, you'll see I was going, you know, north, she was going west. So you see how, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, as far as me paying the deductible, it's not my fault. So I shouldn't have to pay it. So I got a lot of things running into my mind, you know, and then I get a rental car. I got to pay that. I got to pay a deposit. I'm just saying I'm spending money. It's like, you know, you spend money that you shouldn't have to spend. So I got that on my mind. And then I'm like, okay, so I wanted to try to get this expedited, get my car to the inspection so they can start inspecting it. I'm hoping it's not a loss because my dad, I had that car before my dad passed. I would like to keep the car in the family, you know, like, you know, I was, when he rode and all that stuff, I wanted to keep that car. You know, I hope and pray that they don't say it's a loss. I hope they can fix it. So I got a lot of things in my mind where I'm like, you know, it's really kind of disingenuous where, you know, it's like, you know, just let me know. If you can't make it, call me back. Don't keep saying, then I have to call you. I have to call you to find out what's going on. You know,
you had a long, long, long day. I do apologize about that. So what I can do, I don't know why they didn't let you know that. We can set this up for Monday.
Okay.
We would normally send it back over to our alert board and have them dispatch it out on Monday. I can have the agent reach out to you before they dispatch it out because the ticket is already set up. They do have a provider that can assist. We just need to call and make sure that they are still able to assist. Monday.
I'm sorry, because I'm open prison, not just ASP people. Because they were, I don't know who they are. They were, the lady called me 3:30. Because you guys told me it was going to be 40 minutes. So, okay, 40 minutes come. Then the touring company called me. Oh, we're 30 minutes away. Wait a minute. And then they called me back and said, oh, actually, it's going to be another hour and 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, but it's not different. It's not the ASP calling LA.
Oh, so I see what the issue was. They were coming to tow the vehicle, but I guess that I don't know if the agent didn't let the provider know that they will have to storage the vehicle until Monday, and we pay the storage fees. It looks like they didn't have any. They didn't have a storage facility, so that was one issue I see.
You know, you could let me know this stuff. You know, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. I do apologize about that, but I will get it set up for Monday. I will have the agent to reach out to you on Monday, and before they get it dispatched out, I will call the provider that they have here today just to confirm that they are able to tow the vehicle on Monday. If not, I just won't have them waste their time calling them. And have them to find another provider for you.
Okay. So what time Monday is kind of, you know,
the IAA Inspection Center open at 8. So I can have them to dispatch it out at around 7:30 maybe get it over there because I know they will probably have to wait when they go over to the IAA Inspection Center. So I can have
Oh,
it.
okay.
I can have it set up for 7:30 on Monday.
Oh, okay. They could be, you mean as far as them calling me or coming to pick it up?
They'll be setting the ticket up. Well, the ticket's already set up. Only thing they have to do is dispatch it out to a provider for Monday. So
Okay.
they'll dispatch it out at 7:30.
Okay. Good, great. And so, you said something about they're gonna call. So you mean they're just gonna call me and let me know that they're unaware or something like that? Me?
Yeah, the provider will call. I will also have the agent call you. I don't know if you'll be up at that time of the morning, but I will have the
Yeah,
agent call you. Okay,
I'll be up. I gotta,
perfect.
yeah, because I have to, because I can't miss another day. I just tell my manager I'm gonna be late because of this fiasco. It's like
Yeah.
So I missed another day at work, man. So I gotta let them know I'm late, but I'll be up because I have to go. I have to make it to work, but I have to wait till when they, for me. I will be up to that time. So yeah,
Gotcha.
I'll be up
Right.
pretty early.
Gotcha. So I will have the agent reach out to you before they dispatch it out because we are 24 hours. It'll be around about 7:30. What time is it where you are now? Because we are maybe on different
No,
time zones.
here is the like I got here too. It's 11. I'm sorry, 11:02.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we're on the way, different time zone. I'm in Alabama, and it's 1:02 here. So,
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
so it's a couple hours.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
All
this
right.
is why I answered what I did because I didn't know who this was. I didn't know what this was. This is suspected scam.
It's
So
a, yeah, you know, our customers always tell us that it says scam likely when we call. I was like, that probably be why the customer's not answering the phone for us when we call. They need to get that fixed.
yeah, I'm gonna pick up. Like,
Because you was hesitating for a minute, like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna just let you speak right
I don't know. Prank calls are not, they get blocked.
Oh, don't block us because we need
Yeah,
you.
so I have to recognize the number. Always the same number called. Yeah. So, I've been trying to answer because I've been hoping this is it, But yeah. But yeah, okay, so Monday says 7:30, and yeah, so they will call you
Before
said they
they
will
get it,
call
before they get it
before
dispatched out, they're gonna call. I have the agent call you,
okay.
when they're about to dispatch out the ticket, just to let you know that we're gonna dispatch out the ticket. And also, you are opting to the text message feature, so you will
That's
receive a
fine.
text message once that once the provider has been secured.
Oh,
And they
okay,
will
great.
also call you as well when they're on their way to the location.
Okay. Hopefully this side. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully this time they will. It won't be. I
Right.
can't. I have to. I can't take off the. I can't. I'll be running late, but that's okay. I'm at. I'm telling my manager that I'll be running late, man. And, it's whatever. But yeah. So yeah. Okay. So I'll just wait. But I pretty appreciate you calling me like around maybe six something or something like that. 6:30, 7 o'clock or something. I
Yeah.
guess before the time that they're supposed to be here. So yeah, I'll be up there at that time. Yeah, I'll be up around 5 a.m. or something,
Okay,
5 a.m. I'll be up there early at my time. So yes.
yeah, gotcha. All righty. Well, I got you set up, and I'll send this back over to our alert board, and you'll receive that call on Monday. And if I
Okay.
don't talk to you again, you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. I just want to add one. What's your name again?
Letitia.
Letitia. Okay,
Yes,
Letitia.
sir.
So, so your company as far as that's this is third party from Mercury Rudder,
Mercury,
right?
Mercury, yeah. I'm one of the supervisors from Nation Safe Drivers.
Okay. Nation Safe Drivers. Okay, that's all.
Yes,
okay, cause I was, yeah. So I was kind of confused when you said Nation Safe Drivers. I was like, it was Mercury. Who's this?
Yeah, it's for Mercury. I had to add that in there because some customers don't know that we are associated with Mercury as well. So, yeah.
You need to put this on your on the call the thing here. Let me see. You said Nation Safe. Okay. You said
Nation Safe Drivers.
Nation Safe Drivers. Nation Safe.
Yes.
Okay. I need to put on this when I hang up here.
Or you
Nation
can just put
safe
it as NSD. That's what we normally go by, NSD.
NSD. Okay. All right. I'll put that on here because it's called again. And I don't want to block this number, so I'll put that on there so we can get a call from there. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to go way more. I hope we all have a great holiday. You know, this is,
right.
Just, life happens. I gotta say. But
yeah,
thank you for saying you have a great holiday. So thank you for calling me. And checking to see if what's going on with this. So I really appreciate that. Thank you, Leticia.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay.